السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا زدنا علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما. إن شاء الله today we continue with سورة البقرة آيات 4, 5, 6 and 7. First let's recite these four ayahs one time, then I'll go over individually how you are supposed to say each word. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون. أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. إن الذين كفروا سواء عليهم أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون. ختم الله على قلوبهم وعلى سمعهم وعلى أبصارهم غشاوة، ولهم عذاب عظيم. صدق الله العظيم. In ayah number 4, we start with the word وَالَّذِينَ وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ. So in the word وَالَّذِينَ, the letter in the middle is ذَال. The tip of the tongue should be resting under your front teeth. Do not confuse this sound with وَالَّذِي. Z would be the letter ذَال when the tongue is behind the teeth. So this is Z. وَالَّذِينَ and نُون فَتْحَ نَ. Drop your jaws a little bit. نَ. Don't open your lips too wide. Okay, because then it will become ne. We don't want ne. We want ne. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ. You with a hamza, after that with a sukoon, would be you with this little cut off sound. But we are not going to read the waw. The waw is a chair for the hamza to sit on. يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا. When we have this combination of B plus some other word, okay. So here we have a two letter word, bima. We want to push the sound of the ba. Bima. Four counts. Unzile. Now there are certain letters that come after a noon with a sukoon. Okay, noon sakina. When we have to hide the sound of the noon, so we don't say unzila. If you use the Quran mushaf, which is the Saudi style, right, the Uthmani mushaf, then you will see that this noon does not carry any sign on top of it. Okay, this indicates to you that we shall not read un. We are going to do something else. In this case, we are going to do ikhfa, which means I will hide the sound of the noon, unzila. So after the U, when I push out the lips U, and then for the noon, I bring back my lips to a straight line. Listen to two sounds. If I don't bring it back, it sounds and here this is from the lips coming back that you get a different vibration of the noon. And we also hold it two counts. Unzile. And then push the sound of the zai that comes after a sukoon. Unzile. Ilayke. Wama. Four counts. Unzile. Miyaqabedike. So here again, this noon is sakina followed by letter kha. But this time, for miyaqa. See, the sound of the noon of this ikhfa is going to depend on the letter that comes after it. So here you have the letter qaf. If you say qa, you will feel that the back of the throat is being hit by the back part of your tongue. The back part of your tongue rises and meets the soft palate on the roof of your mouth. We say qa. So when I say meow, my tongue is already in position in that place. I've already pulled back my tongue and raised it, so the sound of the noon is now heavy. Meow, 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 belike. Say after me, meow, belike. Webil akhirati. So here the a is going to be two counts. Webil akhi. Lower the tongue. Wabil akhirati. Hum. So how do you say this sound? Again, when the dhamma is finished, okay, the hu part is finished, then we come to meem with a sukoon. So I don't keep my lips rounded anymore. My lips have to be straightened out. Hum. And this also needs an extra half a count. Hum. Hum. Yuqinoon. You, longer sound, two counts, qi from the back of your throat, yuqinoon. Now repeat after me, wallazina yu'minuna bima unzila ilayka wa ma unzila min qablika wa bil akhirati hum yuqinun. Ayah number 5, ulaika. Repeat, ulaika ala hudan mir rabbihim. So who them, I'm going to push the sound of who. I'm not saying who them. I'm pushing the head to show that this is the beginning of the word. Who them mir. And then mim connects with ra. We don't read the noon in this case. Mir ra. Ra is heavy. Mir rabbihim. Wa ulaika humul muflihun. So the hu and the mu are two dhammas next to each other. We try to differentiate that after the hu sound, we quickly try to straighten the lips and then push it out for mu. Hu mu. Humul. With the lamb, make sure that you stay on the lamb and not let your tongue slide down. It's humul, not humul. Mulle. Mulle means I have let my tongue drop. I don't want to do that. Humul. Humul muf. For the fa, you give a little time. Humul mufli. Mufli. Hoon. And when you finish the ho sound, you come back to the noon. Make sure that your lips are again back to the straight line. Humul mufli hoon. Ayah number 6. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. So we hold the noon. Whenever you see the noon with a shadda, or a tashdeed, we stop for two counts. In, I do humming right there before I can say na. Inna. Inna alladhina. Kafaru. Push the sound of ka since the beginning of a three letter word. Kafaru. Inna alladhina kafaru. Sawa'un. Seen and well have fatha. Sa. Wa. Not sawa. 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 Four counts on the mat. Un. And un. The two dhammas here, u, will finish with the noon sound. So I start with pushing the lips out into a round circle, u, but for the noon, I come back and straighten the lips. Un. Sawa'un. Alayhim. Now next you have two a sounds. The first a is not part of the word. The second a is anhum. So I want to show that my sound begins from the second hamza. Anhum. So the noon here, just like we were hiding the sound of the noon before, this is ikhfa. So we hide the sound here by saying and take the tip of the tongue close to the front teeth because I have to say the. Try saying the. The. Feel that the tip of the tongue is under your front teeth. The. So when you say the noon sound, keep your tongue in this position near the front teeth. And the raw heavy. Raw, for this raw sukoon, take the tip of the tongue upwards. And this is the tone of voice to use is, before the word whom, you are going to push the sound. Tahum, not tahum, tahum. And thou, tahum. M, lem. You see, I don't say M-Lem, M-Lem. I'm giving a fraction of a second, like half a second extra to the meem sukoon. There are five alphabets where I do this thing. And when we come across each one, I will tell you. But here, remember that when you see the meem with the sukoon, it's not just a one count M. No, M, M, slight hum, not very long. M-Lem, Tunzir. For two, I made the round mouth, and then for the noon, I flattened it. Tun, and I bring the tip of the tongue close to the front teeth. Tunzir, tunzirhum. La yu'minun. La here is two counts, so don't make it short; it will change the meaning. La yu'minun. So let's read this ayah one more time. You repeat after me. Inna alladhina kafaru sawa'un alayhim a'anzartahum am lam tunzirhum la yu'minun. Ayah 7. The first word is a heavy sound where the letter is ha, ha. Raise the back of your tongue, open your mouth, ha. Khatama, khatama. Khatama Allahu. In this case, the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Allah al Jalala. There are two ways we can say this sound. Here we say la, Allahu. Khatamallahu. Repeat. Khatamallahu. Khatamallahu. Ala. Ulubihim. Ulubihim. Khatamallahu ala ulubihim. وعلى وعلى سمعهم سمعهم. So what I do here, sa with the meme, I gave meme a little time, sam, and then ihim. Before the word him, I emphasize the ain to show that the is the ending of the word seen, meme, ain. Sam'ihim. Wa'ala. Here, there's a mud on this ala, so we hold the lamp for four counts. وَعَلَىٰ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. أَبْصَارِ قَلْقَلَىٰ and ba. That means what you do is alif and ba, a. And then for the ba, you shut the lips together like ab. A and ba makes ab. But then you open it again. Ab, ab, ab. Then saad fatha, saw. Back of the tongue is elevated and I hold the elevation, because I need to make the sound sound heavy. This is going to be different from the letter. Its opposite letter is seen, okay? But this is sod, so abasarihim. For the, bring the tongue back down. Abasarihim. Rishawah. If you stop here, then rishawatun becomes rishawah. It becomes the ha sound. You can also continue, say غِشَاوَةٌ وَلَهُمْ. If you connect تُوَ in the Uthmani Mushaf, you will imagine that there is a shadda on top of the waw, so it will be doubled. غِشَاوَةٌ وَلَهُمْ. I'm not saying وَلَهُمْ, I'm saying وَلَهُمْ. I'm emphasizing the lam, because this is the beginning of the next word, وَلَهُمْ. غِشَاوَةٌ وَلَهُمْ. عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. عَذَابٌ بُن. Okay? Again, remember, when you do the un, an, in sound, we always want to make sure that our lips are straight at the end. So here, عَذَابُ. بُ. The lips were not straight, the lips were out protruding. Okay, so for the, when I finish the sound, I want to go back to a normal relaxed position. عذابٌ عذابٌ عظيم. So let's recite this again. ختم الله على قلوبهم وعلى سمعهم وعلى أبصارهم غشاوة ولهم عذاب عظيم. Now let's recite all the ayahs one more time from the beginning. والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. إن الذين كفروا سواء عليهم أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون. ختم الله على قلوبهم وعلى سمعهم وعلى أبصارهم غشاوة ولهم عذاب عظيم. So inshallah, I hope that the taping is helpful for you to practice on your own. Please come to the Wednesday class where we are live and I can listen to your recitation and do the corrections as necessary. And if you are unable to come at that particular day, please contact the administration and we will set up a time that I'm able to listen to you on a one-on-one. So inshallah, until next time. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.